Hello, my good boy in training. How was your first session? How are we feeling? Horny? Say yes, Miss Nietzsche, if I'm correct. Excited? Nervous? A little scared? Good job. Well, I expect that you did your edges and that you didn't touch yourself apart from those. Otherwise, I will give you one last chance. Because, well, it was your first session. If you failed, go back and listen to it again. Congratulations. You are going to do 8 sessions of denial. Now, before we get started, let me introduce you to something new. Something we will do at the start of every audio from now on. A mantra. A special mantra for the good boys in training. Repeat after me. I want to be a good boy. Good boys obey. Good boys love to serve. Miss Nietzsche, pleasure is my pleasure. Good boys don't come. I want to be a good boy. Good boys don't come. I am a good boy. Good boys don't come. Anyway, today there's one simple rule I want you to follow. Don't touch your cock. Or maybe I should be more specific. Don't stimulate your cock. And that includes your balls, just to be sure. Apart from that, everything is allowed. You can play with your nipples or your ass, whatever you want, whatever you can think of. If you have any toys, you may use them. Like nipple clamps, a butt plug, or a prostate massager, or even just clothespins. Anything goes. Or you could just sit or lay on your hands and just listen. Whatever you want, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you enjoy. So, if you need some prep time, pause the audio now. Good. You better be ready now. So, while you do whatever you do, I'm going to tell you what I do to you if you were here with me. And while I do that, I want you to ignore your cock, no matter how desperate or hard and leaky it gets, no matter how much it trembles and twitches. Just don't touch it. Understood? Say yes, Miss Nietzsche. Good. From now on, whenever I ask you something, I want you to answer out loud, and I expect you to address me correctly. Understood? Good. All right. Get in a comfortable position and relax. Take some deep breaths and close your eyes. So, I want you to imagine that I'm right there with you. You're laying in your bed or on your couch. I would stand right beside you and look down on you. My precious toy, ready to be used. First things first, I would probably tie you up so you can't escape. And then I'll caress your body for a little while. And I would kiss your neck. And play with your nipples. Lick them. And suck on them. But it wouldn't take too long until my hand reaches for your cock. I don't like to go easy on my toys. After all, I told you, I do like seeing you struggle. So, I would lube it up, and then I'd start stroking hard and fast immediately. And I would get you to the edge, only to stop. Again. And again, and again. Oh, I would edge you again, and again, and again, until you reach your limits. And so you would start to beg and whine for me to stop and to go easier on you, because you know what happens if you come without permission. But you being a whimpering and whiny mess only makes me want to tease you more. And while I do enjoy listening to you beg and squirm, eventually even I would get enough. And so I'll shove my panties in your mouth before I continue stroking your cock, edging you mercilessly. And with every bone in your body, you will try not to come, because you know that you're not allowed to. If you come, that's on you. You know that. I'd simply ruin your orgasm, then I would just continue to jerk you off, even if it hurts. No. Because it hurts, because you've been a bad boy, and bad, disobedient boys get punished. But you know that good boys don't come, right? Say it. Say good boys don't come. Again. Good job. And so you hold out. You don't come, no matter how much I tease and touch you, no matter how much I stroke and edge you, no matter how good it feels, you don't come. Because, say it, good boys don't come. That's right. But I'm not there with you. And so you can't touch your cock, because I can't trust you not to come. In my little fantasy, I'll probably make you an offer. If you can make me come and you beg loud enough, I'll let you fuck me. So you agree. And not long after, I'll sit on your face and you'll make me feel really good. You make me moan. You wouldn't take very long until you make me come. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Oh, good. Oh, there's my good boy. Right there. Keep going. That's how you work that tongue. Oh, fuck. Feels so good. And eventually, you'll start begging. Please, please, let me fuck you. Please, let me come. Please, Miss Nitzi, please. And so, I'll give in. But I've come prepared. You didn't actually think I'll let you fuck me, right? I mean, you probably come, and we can't have that. Now, can we? Not even in my fantasy. So, I'll pull out a strap-on. Don't worry. I'm not gonna fuck or peg you. I'm gonna make you wear it. I place it right on top of your real cock. It's twitching, but I just ignore it. I climb on top of you and lower myself on the dildo. And I'll jump up and down on it. Oh, moaning in excitement. I'll make you watch how I fuck that strap on instead of your cock. Oh, that's just centimeters away from it. Oh, but I can't fuck you because you can't come and say it. Come on. Good boys, don't come. That's right. And honestly, it just makes me so fucking horny to see your face. The disappointment in your eyes reaches a new high, and that makes me incredibly wet. Oh, eventually, I'll get close, and I'll come, while you just have to lay there and watch me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, baby, yeah, just like that. Oh, right there. Oh, right there. Oh, God. Oh, your cock feels so fucking good. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yeah. How do you feel about that? How does it feel to be so close but so far away, huh? Does it feel like that dildo is your cock? How's your real cock doing? Is it leaking, pet? Oh, yeah, I know it is. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come on your cock. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, that was good. Oh. Did you enjoy that? Or rather, would you enjoy that? Oh, I bet you would, even if you wouldn't like to admit it. Well, that's it for today's audio. So, I sincerely hope that you did enjoy it, but before I let you go, let's talk about homework. It's quite simple, really. I'll give you exactly 5 minutes to touch yourself, to jerk off however you like, but without coming, obviously. So I want you to set a timer on your phone for 5 minutes and do that with one little twist. You're not allowed to take your hands off for the entire time. All right, that's it. Apart from that, I would advise you to learn the mantra, to memorize it by heart. It's a little tip from me, and it doesn't need to be done by tomorrow, but you will need it at some point in the future. Goodbye, my pet. I'll see you next time.